Well, this is a very welcome development. This is progress because people have been advocating for stiffer penalties for rapists. And for the child welfare and protection law, the penalty is life imprisonment. But in the penal code, it's about 14 years. So people have been asking for stiffer penalty. And then we had to review the penal code and also consider suggestions from people. So at the end of the day, that is what the people want. And this is what it is in the law now.
Hafsat, how are residents in Kaduna reacting to this new measure?
I'm sure they are very excited because a lot of suggestions have been received. And they really want to see that stiffer penalties for rapists, most especially raping of children and babies, because you see that somebody, an adult, will rape a three-month-old baby or a one-year-old child, and so on. So we believe that this penalty is okay, and everybody is happy about it.
I understand State Governor Nasir Ahmed El-Rufai will now need to sign the bill for it to become law in the state. How soon do you think he will assent this bill, and what's next?
Oh, I'm sure as soon as the bill gets to the table, he will not waste time in signing it, because he's also very concerned about the what is happening with our children, how the rape cases have actually gone up. So I'm sure he's not going to waste time.
There was a recent surge in sexual-related violence, including rape and violence against women, which the governors agreed was a state of emergency. Do you think that necessitated this move by the National House of Assembly?
Absolutely. You see, we've experienced increase in our data, especially during the COVID-19 lockdown. So we're looking at why are we having such cases happening. That is why we even had to construct the four sexual assault referral centers that we have in Kaduna, so that people can access health services, most especially those that are being raped. But now with a little bit of the relaxation of the lockdown, we are working seriously to ensure that we bring the number down, and we have to work with all the stakeholders, all the ministries, departments and agencies to ensure that we bring that those figures down.
Do you think this will serve as a deterrent to those who will engage in such acts?
Personally, I believe that it will actually serve as a deterrent. And secondly, you know, there is no hope for that person who is going to be castrated. Unlike when, if the person is in prison, maybe he may likely have state pardon or federal government pardon, you know, after service for some years or, and so on. But I believe the castration, that is a stiffer penalty, and that is what the people are actually asking for.
As a women's state commissioner in Kaduna, what do you think the message is here regarding this new measure that has been approved by the Kaduna State Assembly?
Well, the message here is that we'll ensure implementation of the law, and I'm sure that the courts and the security agencies, they will arrest perpetrators, they will investigate, and then the courts will also prosecute. But I'm also sending a message to everybody in Kaduna State that despite the fact that this law has been signed, but it is our responsibility as parents to ensure that we protect our children. For the government, we'll try our very best to ensure that protection, because we have the Child Welfare and Protection Law in place. And then we also have the Child Protection Network in place. We have the Gender-Based Violent Actors Committee in place. So I believe that collectively, each and every one of us will do his or her responsibility to ensure protection of our citizens in Kaduna State.